Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a very important and at the same time interesting question, and that question is regarding whether or not it is permissible for a Muslim to pray for a non-Muslim, right? This question is asked a lot by Muslims living in non-Muslim countries, right? Obviously, Muslims living in non-Muslim countries, living in the West, or living in, you know, non-Muslim countries, like, for example, Muslims living in India, where the religion of the majority of the population is Hinduism or Buddhism, or, you know, like Muslims living in China, where the majority of the population is Buddhist, right? So these people, you know, they're surrounded by these non-Muslims. They have friends, coworkers who are non-Muslims, you know, and, you know, they love them. They're friends with them. And in their prayers, they like to pray for them. You know, or people who are Muslims, but they have non-Muslim relatives. These people ask, can we pray for our non-Muslim dad? Can we pray for our non-Muslim mother or sister or whatever? You know, this is a question that gets, you know, asked a lot. According to some of the verses of the Quran, when we look at the verse in a very superficial way, it seems that God is trying to say that, you know, we can't do this. We're not allowed to pray for them. For example, in one verse of the Quran, we read that it is not permissible for the Prophet or those who believe to ask forgiveness for the polytheists, even if they are their close relatives. Right? So the apparent meaning of this verse, when we look at it at face value in a very superficial manner, it seems as if that, God is saying that, hey, you can't pray for non-Muslims, don't do it. But if in continuation, if we look at this verse, we see that, no, God, he mentions a condition and a clause for this. God says that, مِن بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُمْ أَصْحَابُ الْجَهِيمِ. After it becomes clear for them that they are the inhabitants of hell. Right? So this clause, it conveys the idea that this impermissibility, this prohibition is conditioned with the fact that the person that we're praying for, the non-Muslim we're praying for, we should be sure that this person is going to go to hell. Let me ask you a question. Can anybody be really sure that somebody's going to go to hell, a polytheist or a non-Muslim? Obviously not. Until the person actually dies in a state of, you know, disbelief, right? So before that, how are we supposed to be sure if this person is going to go to hell or not? We're not sure about it, so we can pray for them. And, you know, the gate of repentance is still opened for them. So here we like to add another clause, and that is that this verse only is talking about asking forgiveness for these non-Muslims. With respect to other, you know, types of prayer, you know, asking for their well-being, after asking for their safety, asking for their, you know, long life, these are things we can ask God for. And this is reinforced by a prayer that we read in Sahif al-Sajjadiyyah. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, in this book of prayers, a very famous book of prayers, we read the following prayer. He says, Allahumma adkhil ala ahli al-qubur as-surur, Allahumma aghni kulla faqir. O God, feed and make self-sufficient every poor person. He doesn't say, make every poor Muslim self-sufficient. O God, feed every hungry person. O God, clothe every naked person. The Imam doesn't restrict himself to Muslims. His prayer is general, right? It includes non-Muslims as well. It's possible for somebody to say that, well, it's true that the Imam is stating something general here, but this could be conditioned. It could be restricted to by means of other clues that we have in other places, such as the verse we were talking about. We can say that this prayer, even though it's apparently is general, but it's restricted to Muslims. But however, based on what we talked about earlier, it seems that these other, you know, clues, supposed clues, do not have the strength to condition the generality of what the Imam is talking about here. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the possibility of praying for non-Muslims in the light of the Quran and traditions. Thank you for joining us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.